Verse 8, it says this, Psalm 27:8, when thou sayest, when you spoke to me, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. In the margin it says, my heart said unto thee, let my face seek thy face. I want to talk about seeking the face of Christ and the face of our Lord Jesus. Lots of images, lots of paintings, which are very famous, that depict our Lord. And the scriptures tells us, you know, that we're not to make any images. No image at all of God. No image of all. But that's all they are. When you see a picture, a painting, a statue, whatever it is, that's all it is. It's just an image. It's just an image. Depictions that come from someone's imagination. Come from somebody else's imagination. If we're going to get a true description of our Master, of our Lord Jesus Christ, we've got to get it from God's Word. We've got to get it from there. It's only the Word, the Scriptures, that describes the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we're concerned about the Lord Jesus Christ, we're not concerned with His physical description whatsoever, nor an image, but a living Lord, one who has a personality and a character. If I ask you to describe the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll tell you what you would not describe. You would not describe how tall He is, what the color of His hair is, how much He weighed. What would you do? When you was describe the Lord Jesus Christ, you'd start describing the personality. A person. A person that you know. You'd describe Him as a person. You'd describe what He is as you see Him and as you know Him. And that's why we say that we don't look at images or descriptions. But our Lord Jesus Christ has a personality and a character. And many, many, and I, you know, down in Mexico, and you see it here, many weep before images who never, ever wept before the Lord Jesus Christ. Many have bowed down to images who never bowed the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's people who crawled on their bellies to images but never prostrated themselves before the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see it all the time. I remember several years ago, there was I don't even remember where it was, but there was a hospital door, and it's supposed to have this image of Jesus in it. And I'm telling you what, they lined up in that hospital to go look at that door, and finally they took it off the hinges and put it out in the lobby so folks could go up there, and people just stand there and weep, and it's just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. But we're not looking at a physical person. No, no. And when we look into God's Word and seek the blessed face of our Lord Jesus Christ, we, and the face represents the person. You know, when you talk about seek ye my face, God says, seek me. Seek me. The face represents the person. And so you see, you just like if you see a picture of somebody that you love, you see that physical description, but your mind automatically goes to the person itself and their character and the way they are. And that's what we want to seek. And our Lord said here, seek ye my face, O Lord, we will seek thy face. Now I want you to keep your Bibles close tonight because we're going to go through it. First of all, we want to see, he said, seek ye my face. Let's seek the face of our Lord's deity. Look with me in Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. The face of His deity. The face of Him as God. And our Lord Jesus Christ was God. And here in Matthew 17, we see His face. The face of His deity. Matthew 17, verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart. And watch this, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And the only other place you find that description of our Lord is in Revelation. A couple of times we're said he is white as light, and his face bright as the sun, and he glistened, and his hair is white as snow. And so when we say these men saw the Lord Jesus Christ is God, that's why I went up there. When they looked at him, his face was just bright as the sun. How many people can look into the sun when it is his brightness and it not hurt their eyes? Well, there they was looking into the face of Christ, and it said he was bright as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. You think of the whitest light you can think of, and that's what his clothes look like. Face like the sun, his clothes white as light. And that's what they saw. They saw the face of his deity. And when you talk about the face of our Lord Jesus Christ in his humanity, he said in Isaiah 53:2, there was no beauty about him, no comeliness about him, that we should desire him. And when they said he was that bread which came down from heaven, they said, was not this Jesus the son of Mary and Joseph? And said, we know his mother and his daddy. How say then that he cometh down from heaven and that he's the bread of life? We know his mom and his daddy. He's just the son of Joseph and Mary. So they didn't see that face of his deity. And I tell you what, beloved, I saw the face of his deity. I saw the glory of him as God. I saw him as God Almighty in the flesh. I saw him as God, as the only one who could save me. I saw him as God who could blot out my transgressions. I saw him as God who put all my sins as far as the east is from the west and cast them behind his back. I saw him as God, the only one who could help me. I saw him as God, the only one who could give me strength. Oh, his face shines. His face shines. And oh, look what else, beloved. When you look at the tabernacle, remember the tabernacle in the wilderness? When those folks would come and they'd look down on that tabernacle in the wilderness, you know, it was covered with badger skins. They had that little badger skin tent stretched all over that tabernacle. And anybody would look at it, they just said, boy, that's just an old tent. But boy, you know where the glory was? It was inside it. And that's the way it is, our Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people, all they saw was the humanity and the flesh. But oh, inside that tabernacle, there was that broidered work. There was those golden boards. There was the Ark of the Covenant. There was the tabernacle of showbread, the table of showbread. There was the brazen serpent, the brazen altar. There was the laver of worship. The altar of incense. And inside that, it was glorious and beautiful. And that's all men can see is the outside of Christ. But oh my, God has let us see His glory, see His deity. And I tell you, that's His, bless His holy name. And how in the world, just like that glory of God was veiled in Christ, and the glory of God was veiled in the tabernacle, it's veiled, and only God is the one who can let us see Christ. And now here in Matthew 17, how can we know we've seen His deity? I'm going to show you how we know. It says that thereafter, in verse 2, and his transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. Raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with Christ. They wasn't talking with Peter, James, and John, talking with Christ. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it's so good for us to be here. I'm just tickled to death to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. You see, beloved, Moses had his place. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by you. And Elijah had his place. You know, the prophets have their place. To him, all the prophets give witnesses. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice come out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And when Jesus came and touched them and said unto them, arise and be not afraid. Now listen to it. This is how you know you've conceived the Lord Jesus Christ in his deity. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, but Jesus only. When you see Christ alone, you know, you're not looking to Moses, you're not looking to the tabernacle, you're looking to Christ alone. When you look up, after you've looked every place else, and all you see is the Lord Jesus Christ, you know you've seen His deity. You know you've seen Him. And let me tell you, then look over in Luke chapter 9 with me just a moment. His face, seek ye my face. Oh, we seek the face of His deity. And oh, look over here in Luke 9. We look at His face of purpose. We seek His face. Look in Luke 9:51. Oh, we seek His face of purpose. Our Lord Jesus Christ came here with purpose. And oh, we see His face of purpose. Look what He said in Luke 9:51. And it came to pass, when the time was come, that He should be received up. Look what He did. He steadfastly set His face to go to Jerusalem. What is He going to Jerusalem for? Going to die. Go to be delivered up. And I tell you, when the time was come, there's a time and a season for everything. And the Scripture says that where He should be received up. Received up to who? He was received up to sinful men. He was received up to the judgment of men. He was received up to the ridicule of men. He was received up to God the Father. He was received up. And I want to show you something else. Look over in Isaiah 50. Isaiah 50. In verse 5. That's why, you know, I told Simon Peter, he says, Simon Peter, the hour has come that I must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men. And Simon said, oh, no, 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 no. He said, oh, Simon, get behind me, Satan. And he said, if a man ain't going to deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, he can't be my disciple. I'm going to the cross and I'm going to go suffer. And you're going to have to go to the cross with me. If you know, when we take up the cross, we're talking about the cross of Christ. If we don't go with Christ to the cross, and our sins ain't with Christ on the cross, then we haven't denied ourselves yet. And look what he said here in Isaiah 50 and verse 5. The Lord hath opened mine ear. Isaiah 50 and verse 5. The Lord God hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious. That means he put as a servant, he put an awl in his ear. And I wasn't rebellious. And I didn't turn away my back to him. No, no. And look what he said. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Listen to me now. For the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint. And I know that I shall not be ashamed. I've got a task to do, a purpose to fulfill, a work to finish, and I've set my face like a flint. I've got to go to Jerusalem. Got to. Got to. Now let me ask you something. Can you associate that face that steadfastly set his to Jerusalem, said, I must go and must be received up. When he set his face as a flint, knowing that he wouldn't be ashamed, can you associate that face with failure? That face of purpose? Huh? He said he shall not fail, neither be discouraged. And he says, Father, I finished the work which you gave me to do. Glorify me with the glory that you gave me before the world was. He said, Father, of all that you've given me, I've lost not a one of them. Can you associate that face that said he steadfastly set it toward Jerusalem to be revealed up? Did he fail to put sin away? Did he fail to go to the cross? Did he fail to satisfy God? Did he fail as our substitute when they come to get him in the garden? And that Scripture said, he said, as he told him, he said, if you want me, you got to let these go their way. You can't have us both. And oh, when they took him, and they all got to go away. And that's the way it is. When justice come to get us, he said, take me and let these go their way. Oh, there's no way you can look at his face as a face of failure. Let me show you another face. We see his face of purpose. Seek ye my face. My heart said, oh, thy face, Lord, I'll seek it. I'll see your face of purpose. I'll see your face of God. And I'll seek all those things. And look what else said over here in Matthew, Luke 22. Oh my, there's a face that causes repentance. When he looks at you, that'll just absolutely break your heart. Break your heart. Bring you to repentance. Bring you to tears. And oh, how can it be, how can it be that thou, my God, should die for me? Oh my. Look what he said here. This is where after Simon Peter had denied him, remember. And then verse 460, look what happens here. Peter told this maid. Peter says, "Man, I know not what thou sayest." And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. Now look what it says next. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. Man, oh man. Third time he denied him. The Lord's held prisoner there. The Lord's in the where the high priest are, and they brought him to judge him. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And when our Lord Jesus Christ was looking at him, his face set on him. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice." And look what how Peter reacted to the Christ looking at him. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Oh my. When God Christ looks at us, when He looks at you, and you looking at Him, and see yourself with the things you've said, the things you've done or acted some way, it'll always break your heart. You said, "Lord, seek my face. Thy face, O Lord, I sought." And you know this as well as I do. God's people can get awful cold. It was a cold night that night that they took the Lord Jesus Christ. And they had a fire built in there, and Peter stood by that fire. I wonder how often I stood at the enemy's fire. God's people can get awful cold. They can get very, very hard. We could certainly get hard. We can get indifferent, even or warm at our Lord's enemy's fire. But when He turns those blessed eyes on us, turns those blessed eyes on them, and looks into your heart, and you see Him looking at your heart, you're talking about softening it and bringing tears to your heart. When Saul of Tarsus was on the road to Damascus to persecute the Lord's people, when the Lord Jesus Christ brought him down, he saw the Lord's face. Oh, it broke his heart. When Thomas said, "I'm not going to believe unless I can take my own hand and dip my finger in the prints of his nails and put my hand in that side that just I saw him riven when he was died on that cross. I just ain't going to believe it." He no sooner said that, and the Lord Jesus stood in front of him and looked at him. He said, "Here." You know what he did? His heart broke and fell before the Lord. And said, "My Lord and my God, how could I ever not believe you? How could I ever not believe you?" Ah, bless his name. Let me give you another face. Look over in Isaiah 52. These are the faces we see. This is the many faces. That's what I'm talking about. People look at images. We're talking about the face of a person here. And all the aspects of his work as that person. Look in Isaiah 52 verse 14. Oh, the face of suffering. Oh, what suffering our Lord did here. And he said in Isaiah 52:14, "As many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men." What is that telling us? That tells us. Now here's why his visage was more marred and people were astonished at him. Because who it was that they mistreated the way they did. It wasn't just the face of a man that they're beating. It wasn't just the face of a person that they beat. It was the face of God. They said, we got our hands on God. And we'll slap him. And we'll beat him. And we'll spit in his face. We'll put blindfolds on him. And we'll slap him. And he says he's a prophet. Let him tell us who smote him. And oh, beloved, it was the face of suffering. And I tell you, it wasn't for the suffering of himself. Look what he says down here in Isaiah 53 and verse 3. This is what it said. He's despised and rejected of men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Instead of his seeking his face, as it were, we hid our faces from him. He was despised. And we didn't say, oh, bless his name. We didn't esteem him. So why was he despised and rejected for? Why did we hide our faces? Why is he a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief? Surely he hath borne our griefs. Have you got grief and heartache now? He bore that grief. He knows your feelings of your infirmities. Carried our sorrows. You got sorrows. You've had sorrows. And you'll have some more. He had those sorrows. And yet we'd said, oh, God struck him. God smitten him. God afflicted him. But he is wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes were healed. And all we like sheep went astray. He turned every one to his own way, and while we were doing that, the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he never said a word. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as sheep before his shears is dumb. He didn't open his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And nobody stood up and said, I know him. I know him. I know him. Nobody stood up and said, I'm kin to him. I'll declare his generation. And he is cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence. There was any deceit in his mouth. Now listen to it. Yet it pleased the Lord, satisfied God, to bruise him. It pleased God to put him to grief. It pleased God when he made his soul an offering for sin. It pleased God to see his seed. He seemed pleased God that he'd prolong his day. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Oh, a face of suffering. In his tomb, when they took our Lord Jesus Christ down from the cross and laid him in his tomb, they put a cloth over his face, covered his face, so no one could see what our Lord endured. His face at this time was a monument to the justice of God. When there was no mercy, there was no pity. Only justice, only wrath from man and from God and from devils and for everything on this earth. And that's why he said, oh, ye that pass by, is it nothing to you? Wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the fierceness of his wrath. Who hath ever suffered like I've suffered? I can't help but wonder what his resurrected face will look like. It won't be like that. It won't be like that. And let me give you another one. Look with me over 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Oh, I love this one. Love this one. Oh, our blessed Savior and his face. Oh, we seek his face. 2 Corinthians 4. Seek ye my face. Lord, we're seeking it. But all the faces of Christ that we see, all of them are aspects of his personality, his character. I haven't described any physical thing but suffering. Then we see his glorious face. Look what he said about his glorious face. 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, like in the creation, hath shined in our hearts to give the light, to give the revelation. Turn on the light in our darkened mind. Turn on the light in our darkened hearts. Turn on the light in our understanding, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, whereat in the face, in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we see the glory, it says the glory of God, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God is in the face of Jesus Christ. What is God's glory? You remember in Exodus 33, 18, and Moses says to God, Lord, show me your glory. He says, Moses, nobody can see my glory and live. But I said, I'll show you my hinder part, and put him in that rock and put his hand over him. And he says, Moses, he says, this is my glory. I will have compassion upon whom I will have compassion. I will have mercy upon whom I will have no mercy. And then he said he caused the goodness of the Lord to pass by, and he declared the name of the Lord. And so when Christ came into this world, and we see Him in His face, we see that God, goodness is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see the name of God declared in the face of Jesus Christ. We see the mercy of God shown in Jesus Christ. We see the compassion of God shown in Jesus Christ. And to whom He would. He passed by multitudes and said, Zacchaeus, come down. He went, when he had a lost sheep, he left the 99 and went into the wilderness to find that one. Lazarus, Master, if you'd have been here, Lord, you'd have been my brother, hadn't have died. I said, you just wait. He said, he only died for one reason, for my glory. Where are we going to see the glory of God at? We see it in Jesus Christ when he gives life from the dead. And where in the world can we see God's glory at if we can't see it in Christ? When we get to heaven itself, there ain't going to be no glory seen but the glory of Jesus Christ. And if you see His glory right now, oh, the glory, all the attributes of God were seen in the Lord Jesus Christ. All the power of God was seen in the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, beloved, the sovereign mercy of God is in His face. And that's where we got the knowledge of God's glory. We wouldn't know anything about God's glory had not God allowed us to see the face, the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see that? Do you see that? And oh, listen. Let me show you another. This is one you don't want to see. Look with me over in Revelation 6. This is a face you don't want to see. Oh, my. Oh, bless His name. I tell you, we're talking about, that's what I'm talking about, these images. If you got an image of Wild Bill Hickok, if you got a Bible with a bunch of images in it, hide that thing. If you got pictures on your wall, take them down. I remember years ago, maybe you all do it, there's a group of singers, of course they couldn't have carried a tune in a bucket like me, but they went out to this Crossville Memorial out here where they don't have tombstones or nothing like that, just have the funeral, the graveyard up here just north of town, and they got that great big statue of Jesus there, you know. You know how many people went out there and had their picture took with that so they could put them on album covers and things like that? Having your picture took, that's why you can't get a picture of Christ. You know, you got to have it at you. I hesitate to call it a church. It's a church building where people gather. Going towards Spotter, out there on at Bonaire. And out there, they've got them a little old place. They've got a table set up, and they've got them a little bench set up. And they've got all kinds of statues sitting around that thing. got a statue of an angel, and they've got a statue of Jesus, and they've got another little statue over here, probably of Mary, I don't know who it is. And it's a Methodist church setting up images. And if you got up and preached what I preached to them tonight, you know what they'd say? Man, I ain't never heard nothing like that. I don't know if I'd believe that or not. If you can't see the face of Christ unless God said, "Seek ye my face." And if He ever says, you'll start seeking it, and then you'll start seeing this face of Christ and all this person of Christ. See all the aspects of His life. The face of His power and His glory and His suffering and His rejection. And then, oh, His glorious face. But, oh my, look here in Revelation 6:15. This is a face you don't want to see. Revelation 6:15. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. And said to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us. Oh, let an earthquake come. Let a rock slide come. Anything come. Fall on us and hide us from the face of Him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of His wrath is to come. Is come, and who shall be able to stand?" Oh my, you don't want that. You don't want to see that face. But there's going to be lots and lots of people that'll go like that when they see the face of Christ. He told those that crucified Him, said, "You'll see me come in my glory one of these days." And when they see Him come in His glory, they'll see Him as a lamb with anger. A lamb with wrath. A lamb with a rod of brass in His hand. A lamb that's coming to execute judgment on all ungodly sinners who ungodly rejected Him and despised Him and lied on Him. But I'm going to tell you something. This is a view of the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not one for whom He died will ever see. We'll be praying. We won't see that face. No. And I pray that God will open your heart to see the face of our Lord Jesus Christ in all of His glory, so you won't have to face the wrath of the Lamb and the face of the wrath of the Lamb. Let me show you another. And I know I hope I'm not taking too long, but look over here in Matthew 26, the face of rejection. You know, He was despised and rejected. Look in Matthew 26 and look at this face. Look at this face. Matthew 26, 67. Oh my. Look what He said here. Well, look in verse 65. Then the high priest rent his clothes, saying, "He hath spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witnesses? Behold, now you heard his blasphemy." The same voice that we hear speak to us that said, "Come unto me and rest. Come unto you that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." The same voice, and same voice that says, "Come unto me." Oh, the same voice that said, "Lazarus, come forth." The same voice that says, "Make them to sit down," when He saw them as sheep without a shepherd and was moved with compassion. "Make them sit down. We'll feed them when they're hungry." The same voice that told His disciples, He looked at Mary and said, "Mary, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." And she took her home and said, that same voice. That blessed voice that we hear and find such joy in, such comfort in, and such assurance in. Look what they said. They didn't hear that voice. They said all they heard come out of Him was blasphemy. We heard words of forgiveness and salvation and mercy, and they heard blasphemy. "Well, thank you," they answered, said, "He's guilty of death." Now watch what happens. Then did they spit in His face and buffet Him. Just and others smote Him with the palms of their hands. Who is it that smote thee, if you're the Christ? Oh my. Face of rejection. Don't despise the day of the Lord. Don't never treat the Lord's face this way. Don't turn your face away. One of the most, you know, to show you that you just really truly despise somebody and hate somebody and reject somebody and don't want nothing to do with them, when that man clears his throat and spits in your face and say, "You know what I think of you? I think that you ain't worth spit in your face." Nobody, that's just, I just hate you and despise you so much, and you mean so little to me, that you know you're not, I'm not even going to give you the time of day. I'm just going to spit on you. Surely, somebody in these services would never spit on the Lord Jesus Christ, would they? Reject His face. Huh? And then look over in Psalm 80. Let me show you this. Psalm 80. Oh my. And I tell you, people reject His face all the time. People reject His face all the time. I couldn't tell you how many times over the years, until when I first started preaching around here and preaching a lot of places, they rejected the face of Christ, didn't they, Stevie? Well, we'd just soon you just didn't preach that here anymore. We'd just soon you wouldn't do that. We need to close this meeting. I've had two or three meetings. Said, "Oh, listen, you just will. Listen, we can't take that. We just don't believe that. You know, we good. You got to go. Let's just close this meeting out." I've had people get up and say, "Don't you hear what this preacher's saying?" Had one fellow get up and want to argue right while I was preaching. Rejecting the face of Christ. Nobody, surely nobody that I'm preaching to now would say, "Listen, I don't see the face that you're talking about. I don't see all these faces you're talking about. I don't know this person you're talking about. And what you're saying is that I just turn away from it. I won't look at it." Surely nobody would do that. Huh? But look here in Psalm 80 and verse 3. Here's the face of salvation. "Turn us again, O God." Turn us the right way. Turn us from the wrong way. Turn us to the right way. Turn us to Your way. "Turn us, O God." And listen to this. "Cause Thy face to shine." And listen to it. "And we shall be saved." "Cause Your face, look with us." That's what He said. "Cause Thy face, look at us with favor. Look at us with grace. And turn us, O Lord, to Yourself, and we shall be saved." When God looks at us and smiles, looks at us and on that face, and it gives us that assurance that we're saved. And I'm going to give you, I saved the best for the last. Save the best for the last. 1 Corinthians 13. Save the best for the last. 1 Corinthians 13, 12. Save the best for the last. Oh, I'm so thankful I've seen the face of Christ. I'm so thankful I've seen Him, knowing. Seen Him in every one of these faces. I've seen every one of them. Ain't you, James? Seen them all. Seen them all. Don't want to ever see that face of repentance again. I want to so obey Him and do what His will is. But look what He said here in verse 12, 1 Corinthians 13, 12. "For now we see through a glass darkly." Listen to it. "But then face to face." Now I know just a little bit. Then I'm going to know. I'm going to know even as He knows me. Face to face. Huh? Right now we're looking through a glass darkly. We see just a little here and a little there, line upon line. But then face to face. John says, we do not know when he shall appear. But we do know this, that when he appears, we'll see him as he is. And you know what will happen? We'll be just like him. We'll be just like him. Huh? Oh, face to face. And you're talking about a transforming look. Look with me over in Revelation 22. You're talking about a transforming look. Oh, when we see that face, look in Revelation 22. Face to face with Christ my Savior. Oh, my face to face. Look here in Revelation 22 and verse 3. Revelation 22:3. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And listen to this. And they shall see His face. And they shall see His face. And guess what? His name's going to be right there. His name's already there. But you know, when He looks at us, He'll see all that. All He'll see is sees Himself. Sees His own name right there. And there shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God which giveth them light shall reign forever and ever. Face to face. Oh, that's where we're going. Oh, seek ye my face. Lord, I'm seeking it. Every single thing about you. That's what I'm seeking. I'm seeking. Turn with me to 511. Let's sing that hymn. Face to face with Christ my Savior. Face to face with Christ my Lord. 511.
I shall see Him.